I've always been cynical as far as I was concerned for a very long time. I thought relationships were pointless because from what I could see, they always ended, and when they did end, people always got hurt. So I decided when I was young that I'd never get myself into a situation where I was at risk like that. At risk of heartbreak, that is. To me, any relationship I would have would be temporary. And whoever it was, who I was with, would be no more than a passing acquaintance. And for a long time, that's how my relationships worked. And I was content. I was. And then, without any warning, you suddenly appeared. Annoyingly perfect you. And for a while, I refused to let myself feel anything. And because you are perfect. And so sweet. And I hated the idea of you being with me, because I was the exact opposite of that. I didn't want you to waste your time on me. And I felt so guilty because I knew I had no intention of starting anything long term. And I could tell that you were in it for the long haul. I was actually going to break up with you at one point. It wasn't that long after we first got together, and do you remember the night when we went to that midnight market and it was freezing cold? So we both bundled up in jumpers and coats and scarves and gloves, and we sat and we drank mulled wine while watching the river. And we just spent hours walking around the market and looking at all the stalls. And all we did all night was just laugh and smile. Well, that night, I had every intention of breaking us up. When you came to pick me up, I was going to tell you then. And but when I opened the front door, you were standing there with that stupid smile that you have. And you were holding a huge bunch of lilies in a paper bag full of chocolate brownies. I couldn't even remember telling you that my favourite flowers were lilies. I still don't know how you knew that they were, but I had definitely told you about my love of chocolate brownies. And I looked at you, and I couldn't do it. You look so happy and so eager and excited to actually spend time with me. And that was completely new. No one had ever looked at me in that way, and something changed inside of me. And so I decided in that moment to let my defences down, to let you in and allow myself to actually be in a relationship. And that decision, it changed everything. because I went from being content in a relationship to being happy. And there was no going back from that. I was given a glimpse of what it was like to actually be with someone, to be in a proper relationship. And I was hooked. And for the first time, I understood why people do it. Why people allow themselves to be with someone like that. When they know that if it ends, they face being heartbroken. That happiness that I felt was worth it. It was worth taking the risk. When people said to me the stupid phrase that it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all, I always think they were stupid. And as ridiculously cheesy as this sounds, I now understand that perfectly. Because what I'm trying to say here is that I love you. You have no idea how good it feels to finally say that. Oh, I've wanted to for so long. I love you. Baby, I love you so freaking much. And I'm so sorry it's taken me this long to say it. But it's something I had never done. And the thought of saying it was terrifying. It made me want to run away and just hide in the bed covers, curled up in a little ball. But I've loved you for such a long time. And I think I was just in denial for most of that time, but I accept it now. I can't hold it back anymore. I love you. I know you love me too. I know. I could see how desperate you were to say it. But I could also see the fear that stopped you from doing it. That fear that I would run away the moment you did. You don't have to be worried anymore, sweetheart. I love you. I have no intention of stopping. Ever. I'm not scared of being heartbroken anymore. Because, as far as I'm concerned, this is it. And I never want to be without you. I love you, sweetheart.